Today's daf is by Metzia, daf Chav Dalad, and we are on Chav Gimel on the base by the two dots. Okay, the next couple of days will be uploaded from the last cycle, and then Be'ez Hashem will continue after that. But the next 3 days after today, Be'ez Hashem will be put up from the previous. Okay, so we are on the two dots, Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Vechulu, towards the bottom. So we get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, in the beginning of the parak, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that if somebody finds clay on Purya, then he does not have to be machris, does not have to announce. So what are clay on Purya? Rashi says, the Gemara will explain it. So now we have made it. The Gemara will explain it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, my on Purya, whatever on Purya that does not have, that have to be announced, Enochayev Lahachris. So says the Gemara, Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Kalim Chadashim Shalosavatan Ha'ayim. New Kalim that the eye has not been satiated with yet. New items that people won't recognize of their own. Rashi says, Adayin Lohur Galbariyasan Vitashvishan Sheim Akiran Yafet. Right, a person won't recognize them even if it belongs to them, but it's new. And Rashi says, Ampurya is from the Lashon Ein Po Raya. Right, I don't have a proof. I don't know that it is mine. So that's Ampurya. So a clay Ampurya, one doesn't have to be Machris because the owner won't be able to identify it anyway because he just got it. So Gemara says, "Hey Chidami, well, what exactly are we talking about here? E isbuhu simin. If we're talking about a kli with a simin on it, solo kilo savatana ayin mayhavi. So that even if the person is not used to it, but he still knows the simin, he'll give the simin and he'll be able to identify it. E delesbuhu simin. And if it does not have a simin on it, ki savatana ayin mayhavi. And if it doesn't have a simin, then even if it's been his for a long time." We know the rules that we've had over the past couple of days already. Does it have a simin or does not have a simin? If it has a simin, then you're machris. If it doesn't have a simin, you're not machris. Right? So how are we supposed to understand in this case that it goes by whether the person has had it for a while or not? So Gemara says, La'olam delesbu simin. Really, it does not have a simin on it. And therefore, if you don't have a simin, so why would you have to announce? Well, what would be the havamina that we say, Eino chayav lahachris? Nafkamina la'ahadure litzurva me'rabanan b'tfiyus eina. The nafkamina is to be machzir the item to a tavad chacham with tfiyus eina, with recognition of the eye. We come up with a new concept that we haven't had yet in the parak. Tfiyus eina of a tavad chacham. Usually we return an item with the owner giving simanim. What if there are no simanim, but sometimes the owner could recognize the item and say, yeah, that's mine. Because when you see it, you recognize it. Not that there's a specific simon on it, but how much it's worn out or whatever it is, sometimes the owner could recognize it. So we trust the Talmud Chacham when he gives that type of recognition of Tfiyas Eina. You know what? That's mine. That's the case that we're talking about here, a case that we would normally trust Tfiyas Eina. So says the Gemara. So why here? Would there be a distinction by clay and purya? Savatana ayin, if the Talmud Chacham has had it for a while, then we would trust his tfiyas ayin. Kimle begavayu umadrinanle. He knows what it looks like, and then we would be machzir it to him, because that's what he would give. The tfiyas ayin. Kilo savatana ayin, lo kimle begavayu vlo madrinanle. But if his eye literally hasn't been satiated for maybe, doesn't have it for so long, then how can we trust his tfiyas ayin? He hasn't had it much. There's no simin here, and therefore one would not have to give it back. One would not have to be machris. Lo kimle begavayu, v'lo mahadrinam le. One would not have to return it. Stop there for a moment. The question is, what type of ne'amanus is this tfiyas ayin? Is it ne'amanus eid echad? Is it some type of chiddush din? What does it mean? Question one. Question two, since when do we ever have a ne'emanus that there's a difference for different people? You know, there's somebody who's pasal la'edus. But since when did we trust the Talmud Chacham more than we trust the non-Talmud Chacham? Every other edus, eid echadem abisurin, and everybody has a cheskas kashrus, and everybody can come to Bezdin, and all of a sudden here, within the world of Aveda, we have tfiyas ayin. So let's take a step back for a minute and think about, well, what about Aveda in general? Why do we trust somebody when he gives simanim? It's only one aid, right? And ask some of the achronim an even more biting question, and that is, we never trust a baldavar in dini mamonis, right? He comes, I have it, and then you come and say, yeah, it's mine. Yeah, that's you give the simon. That's eid echad. So why would we trust an Eid Echad? Why would we trust an Eid Echad about his own items also? So what type of Ne'emanis is in general Aveda, when a Bailam gives the Simanim for an Aveda, and how is Tfiyas Ayin different? So there is a discussion in the Rishonim, the Ran. The Ran Achul and Daf Sadi Vav discusses this, and that's the sugya of Basar Shinis Ali Min Ha'ayin, as we already had yesterday on the top of the Daf, when we spoke about why one of the Amoraim used to cut his meat into triangles, right? So that just to get what he sent it to his wife, Biyad Nachri. So the Ran there in Chulin is Mechalik between Basar Shinis Ali Min Ha'ayin, edus that is required for preventing that problem versus aveda. And what the Ran says is that when it comes to aveda meikir hadin, it eid echad is neeman to believe. I'll read you the Ran. The Ran there in Chulin. V'hada lo mahadrin avita betvias eina. Usually eid echad. You know why a person is believed when they give testimony? Not testimony, when they give simanim, because it's eid echad is believed in this context. Without a simon, is it not believed, but tfiyas ayin you would believe. V'hadalo madrinan avidta, but tfiyas eina, lav mishum delo havi simon muvuk, ela dechashinan l'shakre. But usually, if there's no simon, we're choshesh that the guy's lying. It's a chashash sheker. Eid echad naman. But if there's no simanim, we assume he's making it up, he's lying. But by tzurva mei rabbanon, delo chashinan demishaker mahadrinan. But by a tzurva mei rabbanon, by a tamar chacham, where we don't think he's lying, that's why we would give it back b'tfias eina. V'davka b'chazaras aveda hu delo mahadrinan la'am ha'aretz b'tfias ayin m'shudigal amechash l'ramon. But that's only by chazaras aveda. If there's no simin, there's only tfias eina, then there's a chashash ramai, and that's why we wouldn't return it to an am ha'aretz. But when it comes to basar, when a person says, oh yeah, that's my meat, it wasn't switched, then we would trust even a non-Talmud Chacham, only a Tfiyas Eina would be needed. So that's the Ran in Chulin, that's Mechalik, it says in Achinami. When it comes to Aveda, it is normal Eid Echad believed. Usually there's Chashash Sheker if there is no Simanim, but if there is a case of a Talmud Chacham, then that would be believed. And the Achronim understand this, and now we're going to go to the words of the Pre-Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger, who has tshuvas out. He's known for his Musar, he's known for his Koch Feor. Ari Yisrael is the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's Sefer, and the Koch Feor, Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger, wrote a Sefer that is usually printed with his Rebbe Sefer, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the Koch Feor, because he is the Kochavim, the stars of the Or, the Or Yisrael. So his Rebbe is the sun, and he is the stars that surround the sun and the source of light. Says the Pre Yitzchak in Chelik Beis Simen Nun Vav, Achronim Hevinu B'Taimo Shel Davar D'Svir Leila Haran. Achronim understand that why is the Ran say this, that an Eid Echad is Naman in this case? When is an Eid Echad Naman to be Motzi Mamon? The answer is here, it's not Motzi Mamon. The Motzi Mamon from the finder, but the finder is not the Mosak. Physically he is, but he's admitting that it's not his own. When do we usually say Eid Echad does not come l'mamon? When do we say they always eat two Eidim? Hainu tekala fuke dafkala fuke mecheskas mamona. Aval heicha deleka cheskas mamon shapir Eid Echad ne'emon. V'lakach bi'aveda she'ein shum adam muchzak bo. And Aveda is not called Muchzak, as he quotes the Tosfos in the first parak in Ksubis. V'lachein gam Eid Echad ne'emon. And Eid Echad would be believed. That's how he says many Achronim explain the Ran. That it's Eid Echad is believed here by Aveda because there's no Muchzak, and there's only Chashash Sheker if there's no Simin, and that's why by Tfiyas Ayin, Tamar Chacha would be believed. But he says, and he proves this with a column and a half of sources, it's not true. Because we find that Eid Echad is not believed even when there is no Chazaka. There are examples, he quotes this from the Shef Shmaitza, and other contexts. So he says, I think there has to be a different shot of the Ran. It can't just be regular Eid Echad, which then has Chashash Sheker, and then Tfiyas Ayin overpowers. Because he asks all the questions that we started off with. And this is a pre-Yitzchak that we have to ask sometime through this parak. The Ne'emanus of a Bailim to a Motzei Aveda. So he asks our questions. Heicha matzinu b'chala Torah kula, Torah's Ne'emanus, b'dini Ma'amanus, b'shvil shehut tzurva mei Rabbanan. O chassid, delo mishani diburei. V'chein, heichen matzinu, b'chala Torah, chiluk b'ne'emanis, gabi dine mamanis, b'itam al-chacham la'ma'aretz, that he'll be believed without a chash b'sheker or not. V'al kapanim kasha, that he asked the next question. Eich ne'eman bal dover al atzmo. How could somebody be believed about their own stuff? We never trust them. And he says, v'yein lomar, and don't tell me that it's a din d'rabanan. V'yein lomar, da'adam rid d'madrin and avedel, and serve a me'rabanan, b'tfiyas ayin, ein zed mi'din Torah, durak mi'takaras chachamim. Kiva d'lochash l'shakir. So it doesn't sound that way. From the Gemara, it sounds like that it is a din d'araisa. So how do you understand general Bailam giving their simanim, and specifically here? So he comes up with a chiddush. He says, in 3 days from now, we're going to have a pasuk and a drush on Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara is going to darshan the pasuk, Ad derosh achicha oso. That's a pasuk by Hashavas Aveda. You have to hold on to it until your brother comes and seeks it out. And he comes to you and asks you if he found it. So the Gemara there darshans, derosh achicha oso, v'chisala al daitacha sheyitznu lo kodem sheyid rashenu. Hold on to it until he seeks it out from you. Well, of course, you're going to give it back to him before he seeks it out from you? You have no idea who it is. So Ella says the Gemara switched the understanding a little bit. Darshehu im ramayhu o eno ramay. Darshan, seek him out to figure out whether he is someone who tells the truth or not. Or he's a ramay, and that's the source for having to give simanim. Right? So says the Pri Yitzchak, you know what that's telling us? That this is a din d'oraisa, that when it comes to a motzi aveda, he has to figure out if the person's a ramai or not. The second that he figures out he's not a ramai, give it back to him. That's the din of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Special gzeres hakasav. Hare mevur behendio, the gali kra gabi aveda, the tzarech ragleda im ramayhu o in ramai. Ach ketzad yadina meinor. How do you know if he's not a ramai? So if he gives simanim, he's not a ramai. But there's another way you know he's not a ramai. He's a talmud chacham. If he has a track record of being truthful, nimsa tigzeras lakasavu da aveda shiny mishar dine mamanus teitzricha haTorah lidrosh rak imenu ramai v'kol sheinu ramai namalomar shemakam betviyazayin sheishalom achziran lo alpif. That's an important chiddush of the Pri Yitzchak, but you have to mention that right in this parak to know what exactly is the namanus of the bailim in the case here of motze aveda. Okay, so that's the Ran, that's the Pri Yitzchak. Good. One other ha'ara, and then we'll continue with the last couple of lines here, which is famous. The Ritva says here, I have another question. So, what is this? What did we just learn? By a Talmud Chacham, you have to give it back with Tfiyas Ayin, even if there's no Simanim. So, ask the Ritva, so every time you find an Aveda, you should have to be Machris. How could there be any category of item that the Mishnah says you could keep it? What do you mean? Because it doesn't have Simanim? But maybe this Talmud Chacham out there will have Tfiyas Ayin. And therefore, he'll recognize it that it's his own. So every Aveda, even without Simanim, you should have to be machmer and say, I found it, because maybe there's a Talmud Chacham there that is going to identify it. So the answer is, Nachinami. If it was a case where the robe would be Talmud Chachamim, you would have to be machmer. Even if there's no Simanim. V'yem Talmar, he says, call Aveda Shema Simen. Lama Amrina Sheish Shalom, you know to Lamachl, we should serve a Mirabanan. So there are really two answers the Ritva gives. The Ritva quotes that answer from the Rivid. The Rivid, Vadasa Rivizal, the Chimachris, we should serve a Mirabanan, Eno Machris, Ella, the Bate Kratias, the Bate Midrashas, Makoma Shatamid Chacham, Suyam Sham. Yes, but only where Tamid Chacham are. You put it up in the shuls and in the Bate Medrash. Because that's where the Talmid Chachamim would have lost stuff. That's where you put it. Or it says, but then he says another answer, maybe he saw, the only case we have to announce is where you saw it fell from a rabbi. Okay, so different days. What's the rule? What's the exception? But that is one day, though, is in a chinami. In Achinami, if you don't know that who it fell from, you might have to do that. Or at least if you know it fell in an area where there ought to be the Chachamim, that's when you would have to announce, even where there is no Simon. Okay, a couple of days of the Ritva. Let's continue now. So says the Gemara. So if there is a Tabal Chacham, you can return to Betvias Eina. So what is called the Tabal Chacham in this regard? How much of Shas do you have to know by heart to be returned to Betvias Ayin? Says the Gemara, Damar Avihu Damar Shmuel, nothing to do with knowledge. It has to do with Ne'emanus and what he's known as. Says Shmuel, Bahani Tzlas Miliav Dividi Rabbani de Bishani Bimilayu. Shmuel says, the following three items, the rabbis are known. Avidi Rabbanan, it is customary for the Rabbanan to lie about. Mishani Bimilayu. Mishani. The Ben Yoyada says, it doesn't say lie, as I just translated it. I did that on purpose to lead into the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada said, doesn't say lie. It says, change their words. Which we find often, even if you're going to say something that is somewhat misleading, but if you could say it in a way that is not a complete lie, that's better. Right? Where do we know this from? Yaakov Avinu. Ani Esav Becharecha. Right? He doesn't just say, I am, right, Esav. Who are you? Esav. He says, Ani Esav Becharecha, which Chazal Darshan, Ani Kama, I am who I am. Esav, by the way, is your Bechar, if you didn't know. But that's the, why did Chazal do that? Right? Obviously, Chazal know that he's misleading, at least, if not lying outright, because even if one has the heter in certain regards, still, it might be better to just say something that could be understood in two ways, and they might understand it in one way, even though the real is the other way. So what are the three areas? B'mesechet, u'bepurya, u'beushpiza. In these three regards. And all the acronyms come up with different Rashi Tevos to remember these items. But what are they? Number one, b'mesechet. What does b'mesechet mean? Rashi says, if you know a mesechta, he could say, I'm not really so familiar. To be humble in areas of his learning. Mesechet, Rashi says, yesh biyadecha meseches ploni sedur begirsa olav. Do you know this mesechta or not? V'yavagav shesduri hilo yomar lo lav umidas anavahi. Number one, a person can minimize what they know. Yeah, mesechta, okay, yes, I'm not really familiar, I don't know. That is Misechta, number one. I, Tosfos asks, doesn't it say in Kiddushin, Vishinantem, Shiyadivrei Torah Mechudadin Baficha? Tosfos asks, V'yam Tomar, right, Kiddushin Daf Lamed. So you have to know, Shiyamishalcha Adam Altagam game. Somebody asks you a kash, you got to give him an answer. Tosfos says, V'yishlomar, Dainu Dafka, Ba'adam Abolushol Din. Oh, Ho-Ra'a. If somebody asks you a halachic question, and you know the answer, you have to give the answer. Ola Hislami, they want to learn from you. Abolhaka, here they just want to know, oh yeah, how many times have you been through that Misechta? You know, come on, do you make it a CM? What number CM is this? So for that, you're allowed to lie. Abalacha, Shabalana, Soso, Im Yodea, Mutu Lashadas, Veloma, Lola, Madati, Ze. That is the first one, that is Misechet. Good. That is Rashi and Tosfos. So if you look at the Rambam has a little different shot of all of these. The Rambam says, and again, this is only brought, the Rambam brings it in Hilchas Gzela, not in Hilchas Deus. Right? This is not something that the Gemara is not telling us how to behave. This is the definition of a Tamar Chacham for Tfiyas Ayin by Aveda. That's the specific context where this says. So the Rambam says, what is Mesechet? Haya Osek b'Mesechas Nida, v'Omar b'Mikvaos Anishone, k'dei shelo yishalu oso she'elos b'inyan Nida. Mesechta means that if somebody is learning in area A, he doesn't have to answer a question in area B. Even if he might be able to answer that question, he could say, you know, I'm not holding in there now. I'm not learning there now. That's the context that the Rambam gives. Even in Nida and Mikvos, which are related sugyas. But he has that, he says, if somebody is in Mesechas Nida, and he says, I'm in Mikvos, because he doesn't ask him a question in Nida, if he doesn't feel comfortable answering the Shaila, in the Halacha, he can say that. Right? He can say, I'm involved in another area right now. That is all Mesechet. Purya. What's Purya? Purya in Aramaic is a bed. So what does that mean here? Rashi says, Purya, Shimashta mitaskha yomar lav, midatsniyasi. A little unusual, right? Rashi says, the pshat is somebody asked their Rebbe, you know, were you with your wife? And he'd say no, right? Midas Sidious. Tosa says, that's a pretty unusual question, right? Tosa, somebody's going to ask the Rebbe this. Right? What kind of kasha is that? Tosa says, Ein Regilus, She Yishaluhu Kepirish Rashi, Im Shimesh Mitaso. So Tosa says, no. Purya, a bed, it's a little different. He says, no. Bal Keri Haya, V'lo Bala Beis HaMedrash. If it was Tame, remember the days of earlier, especially the days of Takanis Ezra, where people used to go to the mikvah for Talmud Torah, right? Divrei Torah Mekabel and Tumah. So, if somebody had to go to the mikvah, they met the Talmud there. So, v'shalu lama loba, right? Why weren't you in the Beis Medrash? Show you were you tamei, right? Yeah, but you saw him coming out of the mikvah, whatever it is. Yishanav yomar shechola haya oshar ones iralo, right? Or you could say that I was tamei for some other reason. I stepped on a sheretz. Right, something like that. Some other idea of how he became tame. Inami shalu shichvas shachaf al mitazu lo yomer lo kain pen yireh ba keri v'yizgane. Or something even more removed. Is Rebbe? Is this your bed? right? Even to see that, to know that you're to pass by, to know your Rebbe's bedroom. We're never going out past our Rebbe's bedroom. Besides that Gemara, the end of Brachas, that unusual Gemara where the Talmud was under the bed and he, right, Torah he v'lumah on itzarach. But generally, he's not. He just to be in the context and in the closeness to our Rebbe's bed. That's also a little unusual and inappropriate. Therefore, the Rebbe can say, no, it's not my bed. Fine. So how can we defend Rashi? Like, why would a Talmud ever be asking a Rebbe such a thing? So if you look in the Sha'arim Mitzion Ben Yoyada, I think the Ben Yoyada discusses this, one of the other Achronim. The Ben Yoyada says, nearly Kavanis Rashi, Dehaim Darkom Lisham Beis HaMedrash B'chol Leilos HaChol. Remember the days of old, they used to sleep at the Beis HaMedrash every night. They used to only go home for Shabbos. V'imchal Tfilas Mitzvah B'chol Le'echan Mehem. But what if his wife went to the mikvah one day during the week? Yishan osa laila bebeso, kilakai mitzvah zona. V'lachein achadeirim, kishiroen la'echan mehem shalabah b'laila lebeso medrash. They didn't see you one night. They said, oh, lel tefila? Tigat say, no, I was sick. Right, it wasn't asking out of the blue. They just wanted to know, were you okay last night? Imaya eslachat tefila's mitzvah, umay shavlav. He does not have to answer that question. And then while we have it open, well, we didn't do the last one yet. Let's do the last one first, and then we'll continue. But first, Puria. There's another pshat of Puria. This is much quoted. Not here, but Megillah Daf Zayin. What does the Gemara there say? Remember the sugya? Chai v'nish l'vesume adelo yada bein arham l'barach Mordechai. So you have to drink at Purim. What's the language? Chai v'adam l'vesume bipuria. Puria could also mean Purim, not just a bed. The Marsha here says, person can be mishaker when it comes to Puria. Talmud Chacham is asked by his Talmidim, he could fake being drunk even if he's not drunk. He could pretend. He doesn't have to, which we could get into that sugya another time, about what the appropriate behavior on Purim is bichlal. But the Marsha here says that he could pretend that he is even though he's not, because that's what a Talmud Chacham to totally lose himself could be inappropriate bichlal. So, but then you might say, so if the Talmidim think that you're drunk, isn't it a... How does that help? But either way, that is the Marsha right here saying, "De Mishanah Lomar De Lo Yada Gam Im Hu Eino Mivusam Kol Kach V'Yada." Even if he does know the difference between Aruham LeBaruch Mordechai. Okay, that's the Seches. That's Puria, and finally the third one, Ube Ushpiza. Ushpiza. What if the Talmud Chacham was at a person's house and it was a great host? A lot of food, great food. So if he tells all his friends at yeshiva, this host is going to get swamped with people who want to eat at his home. So he could say it was fine, it was okay. Doesn't have to say how great his host was and how great the food was. That's what the ushpiza means. Ask Rav Yashiv, what, you're allowed to lie? You're allowed to say something bad about somebody? Oh yeah, it wasn't so great. What do you mean? You end up saying something bad? But why are you doing that? Says Rav Yashiv, says the Chazuk Echemet here, he quotes it also from his father-in-law, no, the point is that you're saving this host something. He wants you to say that. He wants you to say it was, you're not saying it was terrible, you're just saying it was fine, it was okay. Right, you're not getting so excited about it. So that is appropriate if he doesn't want you to be there. So that is the three, Mesechet, Purya, Ushpiza. The Ben Yoyada says, and Rashi Tevis, Emes, Ushpiza, Mesechta, Tashmish. Right, those three. Lirmos, the gam bishlosha, the ika ben taimel shaker heim. Even by the three that you could lie, the Rashi Tevis are emes. Right, to gam be elu dvar vidaber emes. Try as close as you can to speak always the truth, even in these three, as we just explained. Asks Tosvos, get all these Tosvos that are important. Well, don't we know another one? Isn't there the most famous time that you're allowed to lie? Gemara in Yevamos, mutal shaker b'nei shalom. You're allowed to lie to keep Shalom Bayis, and we learned that from none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem lied to Avram Avinu, where Sarah laughed and said, I'm going to have a baby, and she also said, oh, my husband is so old. And Hashem left that out. He was Beshanev B'nei Shalom. So the Gemara says that. So he has Tosfos on the bottom. Right, why is that? So, says Tosfos, Mishum Dahani Nami Mishum Darki Shalom Heim. These are Mishum Darki Shalom. The Gemara there has the larger category, but these three are examples of that. Doesn't mean a different shita. These are Mishadarki Shalom, to keep the peace between Rebbeim and their Talmidim. If you look in the Rif also quotes this Gemara. Unusual for the Rif to ask a Kasha from another Gemara, not just quote the Halacha. Not so unusual, but sometimes the Rif does this. The Rif here says, and Avyud Gimel Amad Aleph, the difference is, over here you're allowed to. Over there you have to. Right? Mishanem, Mibnei Shalom, there's a, you should. Right, there's a mitzvah. We should dehide the loitz rikolay, the mitzvah he ki yisrachalei ha'anach the rishus. These you're allowed to. You don't have to, but that is the difference. And if you look in the Rambam, he again has another pshat. The Rambam says you're allowed to lie in four contexts. Right, meaning he has that as a fourth day. The Rambam says here the end of the 14th parak of Hilchas Gezela. Bamedar Mamoran Batamad Vasik Shayna Mashana Bidibiro Klau. Al El Bativri Shalom, O Mesechta, O Mita, O Babayashu Mesarechbo. Ram has four. He has Bleh Shalom as the first one. So the Khanami quotes that Gemara Yavamis as a fourth. He puts these two Gemaras together and has it as a fourth. And what's his Lashon of Shalom? O Shehevi Shalom bein Adam Lechavero, Vahosif Vigara, Kede Lechabavan Zelaze. What's he quoting? He's not just quoting that Gemara Yavamis. He's quoting Oiv Shalom Verodev Shalom. He's quoting Pirkei Avos, Aaron HaKohen, that Aaron used to go over to the people and lie in order to get them back together. So-and-so wants to apologize right to each other, and they got them back together. That's the Rambam right here. That is all mutter, and that's a sign of a Talmid Chacham, somebody who only lies by those four and not by any others. Good. Again, there's a lot more by these. If you look at the Shem Shem Balacha here, he has three columns on this line of the Gemara. Feel free to look at more of the sources and the Ramazim. There are also other Ramazim that are brought by other Achronim to remember these three. Vayter. So we're still in the middle of the line, but the Gemara says, so my nafkamina. So what's the nafkamina that Shmuel says that these three are the Rabbanan and Mashanim Ilayu? Amar Marzutra, La Duri Levita, but Tfias Aina. Exactly our point. That you would be Maxer and Aveda with Tfias Ayin if this is the type of person you're dealing with. If you know that you would only return it, if he only lies with these three, then you give it back to him. But if you return it, if he's Mishani, if he lies at other areas, then we would not return it in this regard. There is a Gemara in Menachos and Baba Basra, the Gemara about the last eight psukim of the Torah. Right, who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? Machlokas Tanoim. Who wrote the last eight psukim? Was it Yoshua ben Nun? Because how can Moshe write he died? Moshe Rabbeinu died? Moshe can't write then. It would be Sheker. So Yoshua wrote the last eight psukim after Moshe died. And the other Tana says, no, Moshe wrote it. How can Moshe write it? He wrote it B'dema. He wrote it in tears. So what does B'dema mean? So we've quoted various psukim in the past, the Vilna Gaon, which we're not going to get into now, but Rashi quotes tears. In Menachos, so what does that mean? He was crying when he wrote it. So why should that make any difference? So the Marsha there, I think it was Marsha in Baba Basra, not in Tesvav, not in Menachos, but it comes up in Baba Basra, Tesvav, Menachos, Daflamid, both of those places. But the Marsha Baba Basra says that, well, he wrote it in tears and not in ink. And therefore, if you're writing it, then you're not writing it, it's not going to be so permanent, so then it's allowed to, it was okay. So some quote that Marsha as saying, oh, you're allowed to lie by writing. You're just not allowed to lie by talking. But that's not exactly what the Marsha says, right? The Marsha writes that it's not, it's Enam Eskayim, but you don't have to read that Marsha as you're allowed to lie in that regard. He's explaining Moshe Rabbeinu. He's explaining something specific, Bedema. There's a lot more there, unique the context is, not just, it's not saying a general rule. Right, so even though the Gemara here says, you know, the Talmid Chacham in these specific areas, you know, we can't generalize it. And that Marsha sometimes is misquoted as saying, you're always allowed to lie. What, you're allowed to lie on taxes? Because you're only writing it, you're not saying it? Of course not. Chas v'shalom. Right, you're allowed to lie whenever you assign something. I know. So the Marsha wouldn't say that. I can't fathom that the Marsha would say that. It's not what he's saying. It's a specific context that you have to research and add on uniquenesses to that sugya in order to fully understand that Marsha. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Marzutra Chasida Ignav Lekisa the Kasva Beyushpiza. There was a silver cup that was stolen from the host of Marzutra Chasida. So Chazielahu. So he didn't. Nobody know. They didn't know who stole it. So Chazielahu Barbe Rav Demashi Yade. He saw a certain Talmid Chacham Barbe Rav or Talmud that washed his hands. V'nagiv Baglima the Chavre. They ran out of paper towels, so he dried his hands on the robe of the guy in front of him. Right, he dried his hands. Omar, Hainu Haidalo Ichbas Leba Amor de Chavre. Marzudra Chassidus says, oh, this is a guy. This is a guy who's not makpid on other people's property. I bet he did it. I bet he stole the cup. Kafte, so they forced him. They forced him bedvar and they confronted him. Va'odi, and he admitted. Right, Marzudra took it as a simon. If we're not makpid in little areas for our friend's property, then it could lead to big areas too. Right, and that's what he guessed. He was the one that took the cup. Tanya says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Tanya, Moda, Rabbi Shimon. What's the Bachi had in here? Umoda. Umoda, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Bekelem Chadashim, Shesavata Na'ayin, Shechayev La'achriz. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, we started off with the Shimon ben Elazar today, right? He's the one that says, on Puria, you don't have to be Machriz. On Puria, if it's new Kelem. But he admits, Shimon ben Elazar admits, Bekelem Shechadashim, Shesavata Na'ayin, Shechayev La'achriz. If there are Kelem that the person has had for enough time in order to recognize them, savatana ayin shechayv lachris, that he would have to be machris. Ve'eloi kelim chadashim shaloch savatana ayin sheino chayv lachris. So what are kelim that you don't have to announce? That shalo savatana ayin, you haven't had long enough, she'ein chayv lachris, that you don't have to be machris. Kigon, bade machtin vitsinorios. What are bade? The Gemara will explain soon. Needles, vitsinorios and other needles, umachroses shal kardumos, strings of axes, kol elu sha'amru, so all of these, that if you only had them for a little bit, they all look very similar and generic, so therefore you could keep it because you don't assume that the person could recognize it. Kol elu sha'amru, and all of these that we have said, emasai mutarin, bizbat shamatzan echad echad. This is only if you find one by one, right? Bad echad, machroz echad, one string, one bad. But if you find two, a pair, then you have to be machros, because that's easier to identify, and therefore, you have to be choshesh that maybe he has a tefias ayin on that. My bade, so what does bade mean here in the braisa? Bade shuche, branches. My karele bade, so why are they called bade? Davar shetalu beimidi, something that you hang something on, or hangs on something else, bad karele. Right, a bad is like a stalk. Right, or a branch. So the leaves hang on, are on the stalk. That's why it's called a bad. Kiahi, right? Bad babad means together. Right, the Gemara said at the end of Brachas, you have to learn b'chavrusa, bad babad. Right, you have to learn close together. So a bad is a branch that leaves are tucked on. Kiahud, it's not awesome, like the Mishnah says in Sukkah, ala echad babad echad. Right, talking about Aravos. What's ala echad babad echad? So Rashi here, if you look, quotes the Gemara in Sukkah, Tav Mem Dalid, by Aravos. Abi Arava and Nashru Mixas Ale, right? Some of the leaves fell off. Vishtaraba Shlosha Alan Lachin, right? And some say even Allah Echad Bad Echad is kasher, right? The minimum amount that could still be left on and the Arava. Okay, so that's how you know what is something that is. You find two of them, so then you'd have to be machris, but if one, you don't have to be machris. V'chein Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, and once we're quoting from Rav Shimon Elazar, so let's quote something else from Rav Shimon Elazar, we had this earlier, Hamatzel min ha'ari, umin adov, umin anomer, umin abardalas, or it's something similar, right? If somebody, if there's a lost item, or a semi-lost item, that is going to be eaten by a lion, and I save it, right? Your donkey, right? From the ari, the lion, the bear, the namer, the bardalas. We spoke about Bartolus. What is a Bartolus? Back in the Maseches Baba Kama. Uminzuto Sholyam, some type of creature, some type of a leopard type of creature, or hyena. Uminzuto Sholyam, or you save something from Zuto Sholyam, which we had, that is the, right, coming off the seashore. Umishluliso Shalnahar, or from I forgot to mention something from Zuto Sholyam. A couple of days ago, I think, when we spoke about this. Maybe I'll mention it again. I don't remember. Nahar Hamotzi, but all these. Hamotzi Bistratio, Oplatia, Gadolo, you find it in the middle of the street. Ubchamakam Sharabi Bisuyim Sham Hareilu Shalo. In all these cases, you're allowed to keep it. Mibnei Shabailam Misyash Mehen. Because the Bailam are Misyaish from them at the riverbed and in the street. They're all Misyaish. The Rashba here notes that it says here public areas, and then it adds ubechamakam sharav mesuyim sham, and there has to be a lot of people there. Ask the Rashba, what if it's halachically a rishus harabim, but it's not such a busy street? The Brisa here says rishus harabim platya sratya, and a lot of people are there. Do you need both of those? The Rashba has 2 days about this. Rashba says one day is you need both. don't compare Rishus HaRabim in Hilchas Shabbos to Rishus HaRabim in Hilchas HaShabbos HaVeda. Just because halachically it's a Rishus HaRabim doesn't mean that people give up hope. If it's a quiet street, then maybe people wouldn't give up hope if it has a siman on it. Says the Rashba, Uvisrati Uplatia, Tidaka Shibit Alazar, Nira Devade Bedafka Nokat. Bedafka, it says it here, Umakom Shaharabim Mitsuyim Sham. Itafka says that here, similar to the case that we spoke about the Knesset, about the Midrashos, Habimakom Shibitsuyim Sham Ksas Rabim, if only a few people, or another Girsa, She'ain HaRabim Mitsuyim Tadir, Kigon Rishus HaRabim Da'alma, Astam, a street, Afilar of Shimon Moda, the Chayav Lahachris. The Rashba is noted to the day that says you don't compare Rishus HaRabim in Hilchas Shabbos to Rishus HaRabim in Hilchas HaShabbos Aveda. It's Rishus HaRabim, but it's not a makom that you have to that you'd be able to keep it because you need it to mamish be a public area. You know, maybe if there's a Rishus HaYachid that you know a zillion people were at. Let's say there was a party, there was a simcha, you know, in a wedding hall. It's a public area. It's a Rishus HaYachid. Right, or even in a yard that's surrounded. So the Rashba, you don't go by definitions of Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim for of Hilchas Shabbos to HaShabbos HaVeda. That's important. Good. Period. Just to mention, I think I mentioned this a couple of days ago, but just to mention it again. Zuto Shoyam, the Gemara quotes here, but if you remember Rashi and Baba Kama. Rashi and Baba Kama, when Rashi is trying to explain the concept of Yeush, right, I think actually, yesterday we spoke about this. I think I did not mention this yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about the concept of Yeish in general. We spoke about Hashlom Hashem Avud from Rav Gusman and Rav Salvechik, and we spoke about the Ksos of the Nesivis, that it's a heter to take it. I did not mention the Chazon Ish, who has a formulation that says it's like a Hefker Bal Karcha, but there's another idea that Rav Asher Weiss has in his Sefer on Baba Kama, where he talks about the Zuto Shoyam. What does he talk about? If you look in Rashi and Baba Kama in Meruba, when Rashi wants to quote Yeish working, where do we have that Yeish works? He quotes Zuto Shoyam. Quotes the when it gets thrown into the river and it's on the riverbed. And let's go to the Achronim. That's the classic case of Yeish. No, we know by Zuto Shoyam, even if the guy is screaming, I don't have Yeish, I don't have Yeish. Still, we say that's automatic. So why is that the case that Rashi quotes for classic Yeish, right? This is the Gemara that we had, Achav Beis Mabeis, the case of Zuzo Shoyam, Asher Tovad Mimenu, right, Mikol Adam, then you don't have to return it. So that's not normal Yeish, right? That's an extreme case. So explains Rav Asher Weiss, his approach to Yeish, after we quoted all the other Achronim yesterday, is that Bailus always requires an expression, right? It always has to be expressed in a certain way. So that Bailus can be expressed if it's in my Rishus. Right, the Ramban. Remember the Ramban that we mentioned yesterday? You can have Yeish or something in your Rishus. Why is that? Because the bios can be expressed by your holding something, or by something in your Rishus, or I could use it. What about Yisuri Hana? According to many Rishonim, if something is Asur Bana, it no longer belongs to me. Why is that? Legally it's mine. If I can't use it, so then my bios is in a vacuum now. And therefore, maybe my bios evaporates. Bailus requires expression. The second that there is no expression, said Memela, it's no longer yours. So, if I lose something, as long as I have Ratzon to get it back, so then that's a connection, that's an expression of my Bailus. I have a yearning to get it back. But the second I give up hope, so then Yeush means that then the Bailus evaporates. It's not that Yeush itself does something, but then there's no, it doesn't have a simen, I gave up hope, or if it has a simen. Zuto Shoyam is the ultimate example of no connection to the item, right? It's in the sea. That's why Zuto Shoyam is quoted. But again, the rule is that Bailus requires an expression, and if there is no expression, so then the Bailus just evaporates. That's why Zuto Shoyam, as we have here also in the Gemara, is just a classic example. Okay, let's continue. Ibailahu. Now we ask a number of questions. On Rav Shimon Elazar Shita, Rav Shimon Elazar says, in this Brisa, you go by the robe, and many people there, so therefore, then you do not have to return it. Ibai Lahu Kikam Rav Shimon Elazar. Berov Kananim, is Rav Shimon Elazar say that you could keep it only if it's a city of Rov Kananites, Aval Berov Yisrael Lo, but if it's Rov Yisrael, you have to return it, even if it's a public area. Odil Mafilu Berov Yisrael Nami Amar. Or did he even say Shita, even by Rov Yisrael? Intim Salah Marfilu Berov Yisrael Nami Amar, and if we say that he says you're allowed to keep it even by Rov Yisrael, Pligi Rabbanan Alei Alo Pligi. Do the Rabbanan argue on that or not? V'imtip Salomar Pligi Berov Yisrael, because this price only has one shita. V'imtip Salomar Pligi Berov Pligi, and if you say the Rabbanan do argue and they say you have to announce, Barov Yisrael vade pligi. So for sure, by Rav Yisrael, they argue. Barov Kananim pligi or lo pligi. Do they argue also by Rav Kananim or not? And if you say it's a machlokas across the board, even by Rav Kananim, halacha kamoso, oh, ain't halacha kamoso. Do we paskin like him against the Rabbanan or not? And if you say the halacha is like him, dafka Barov Kananim, in a more limited way, oh, afila Barov Yisrael. So Lamaisa, what's Rav Shimon Elazar Shita, and is there anybody that argues on him, and who do we paskin like? That's all the questions put together. So Tashba, let's try to prove it. Says the Braisa we had earlier, Hamotzi Mo'os Bebat Teknesius Bebat Midrashos Ubechol Makam Shrabim Sukim Sham. If you find money in a public area, Hare Elu Shelo Mipnei Shabai Lamsiyashem Mehen. Right, you could keep it. So Man Shamas Leidos Abasaruba. Who is the one that says in public areas like this that you could go after the robe and not return it? Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Shimon Elazar. So, and you see who he's talking. What is he talking about here? Shuls Shmabino Afilu Rabbi Yisrael Nami. So you see, even by Rabbi Yisrael, he says because it's a public area, you're allowed to keep it. Mari answers, no, here we're talking about it's mefuzar, it's scattered around, and even the Rabbanan would agree. Remember we had in the Mishnah, ma'os mefuzarin, you're allowed to keep. So even mefuzarin, my Arya makam sharabim mesuyim sham, afilu enarab mesuyim sham, if it's ma'os mefuzarin, then anywhere, even if there's not a lot of people there, you should be able to keep it, if it's scattered. El olam bitzerurin, or bitzerurin, really, it's in a pile, and it's in a bag. V'achamayaskina b'batikinesio shel kinanim. You don't have to say Hishita is about Jews. Maybe this is gathering places. Kinus means a gathering. So maybe he's talking about a basic analysis of non-Jews. Bati Midrashos Beikala Meimar. It's what about Bati Midrashos? Right, that's how do you get Goyim don't go in there. Yes. Bati Midrashos Didon D'yasi Buhu Kananim. Maybe it's our Bati Medrash that the Kananim sit in. Rashi says, Shomrim. Right, the guards outside. Moshivin Bakanan and Lishmar. Maybe there are guards outside, right, to make sure it's safe, right? That's the or to collect money, like the Hillel in Yuma, right? That collecting money, the money to go in. But either way, there are guards outside. So there are the Goyim outside and the Jews inside. Says the Riffa, wait a minute. How many guards are there? Three? Five? How many people are inside the base of Medrash? This is still called the Kananim play a factor in Hashavas Aveda. There are so many more Jews. Says the Ritva, you know what you see from here? But the Jews are going in and out all day, and the Shomrim are there all day. So how do you determine the Rov? The people who are there all day, or the people, there are more Jews, but the Jews are going in and out. So the Ritva says here that you see that since the Kananim are there all day, that is an important factor, even though there are many more Yehudim in the area. And this gets into a larger issue of how do you define Rov and Miut? How do you define Rov and Miut? Right? The Ritva says, Kiva de Goyim Yasi Bu Tadir Karabim Ninhu. Da Kiva de Yasi Bekfiusa Mechapsin Tadir Umamashmishin Mechola Sher Yesham Tvei Me Ozen Shaovrim Sham Beshavim Vokalafi Darka. Right? This comes up often in the sugyas of Rov and Miut. How do you define what's Rov, what's Miut? Just the it's a huge discussion of the Achronim. We don't have time to go into it now, but if you look in the Binas Adam, right, the Chachmas Adam, the Binas Adam in Shar HaKavua, Oz Tezayin, he discusses this, right? The classic case of Rov, you have 10 butcher shops, right? 9 kosher, 1 not kosher. And you find a piece of meat, you don't know which store it's from. What happens if the non-kosher butcher shop is much larger, has a lot more meat than the 9 kosher ones? The Gemara doesn't really talk about that. It always says you go by the Rove stores. But what if one of the stores is much bigger and it has a lot more meat? So do you go by meat? Do you go by stores? Here, do you go by the guard outside? Do you go by more people going traveling in and out? Right. So that is the Binas Adam quotes from the Chavos Das, from the Nesivos. Without getting into the details, just historically, it's interesting. So this is discussed that the Nesivos assumes that you go by one of them, and then the Binas Adam here in Shar Tezayin, he argues on it. I'm not going to read it right now, but if you look in, I'm sorry, here it is, Shara Chazaka, just lost the Shara Kavua. Here it is, in Oz Tezayin, he quotes that the Nesivos in the Chavos Das assumes you go by meat. And then he says, I had a raya against him. And then he says at the end, I once met the Nesivos. Right, I met the Nesivos. He tzeiti lefan of davar zeh. I asked him my kashas. Vishasakli. He didn't answer me. He kept quiet. So I took that as, and I'm right. Oh, I'm sorry, the deceiver said you go by the row of stores, and I say you go by row of busser. But hold on, he continues. Anyway, so they met each other in the 1700s, two of the great gedolim. But either way, that's related to this ritva here, that you go by the gayim, the shomrim, even though they're much less. Good. Says the Gemara, Hashad Asas Lachi. Well, once we say that there are goyim here by the Bati Midrashos, Bati Knessias Nami, Didan, the Asi Buhu Knanin. So Bati Knessias could give the same shot too. You don't have to say it's talking about a gathering place of the goyim. Tashma Vaiter, the Mishnah tells us in Machshirin Matzah Ba'aveda, that whole parak is all about Rov and Miyat. If you find an Aveda, Imrov Yisrael Chayav Lahachris, Imrov Knanin Meno Chayav Lahachris. That's the ambiguous line of the Mishnah. So Mancham is laid Damar Azlina Basaruba. Who do we know from our Bryson that says you go by the Rov by Hashavas Aveda? Rishim and Elazar. Shmas Vinaki Kamar Rishim and Elazar Rov Knanim. Of a Rov Yisrael? No. Low. So do you see it's limited to Rov Knanim? So, oh no, Hamani Rabbanani? No, maybe that Mishnah is the Rabbanan. Okay, so we can answer a different question. Tif show me not the Modi Rabbanan Rishim and Elazar Rov Knanim. Then answer the other question that the Rabbanan admit. El Olam Rishim and Elazar he. It's really Rav Shimon Elazar Shita, and he would say that normally you would be able to keep it even by Rav Yisrael. Here we're talking about a case where it was hidden, so it wasn't really an Aveda. Says the Gemara, if it's Tamun, why can you touch it at all? For it's not, we're going to have the Mishnah later on tomorrow's daf, Bez Hashem, Matza Kli Ba'ashpa Michuse. If you find a Kli in a garbage dump that's covered, Lo Yigabo, you can't touch it. Maybe somebody put it there. Megula, no to Machris. But if it's Megula, you have to be Machris because it's going to get lost. So, what do you mean it's Tamun? Answer, Kedamar of Papa. Like Rav Papa says elsewhere, Bi'ashpa Shina Suya Lifnos, Venimlach Alela Fenosa. It's an ashba, if it's a garbage dump, an area that people throw garbage that's usually never cleaned up or moved. Now he changes his mind to be mefanet. So that's why there he would have to be machriz in certain cases. But usually it depends if it's covered or not. But there, in a case where it is tamun, but now the nimlach lefanosa, so then in that case you would be able to take it and to be machriz. Good, but either way, it is not a raya from that Mishnah in Machshirin. Because it could really be Rishim and Elazar Shita. Or, Viva Yisema says the Gemara, Lolam Rabbanan. Maybe it's the Rabbanan Shita. Aye, so is this a proof that the Rabbanan say would agree to him by Rav Kananim? So the Gemara said, no. Mik Tani Hein Shalom. Does it say that you could keep it? And they would agree? No. Eino Chayav Lahakris Ktani. No, it just says you don't have to announce. V'yaniach, leave it there. The Yesi Yisrael, Yav V'simanim V'shakel. And a Jew could come and give Simanim and take it. Wow. What does this Gemara tell us? There is a limbo case. There's a case that you're not allowed to keep it, but you don't have to announce. Meaning it's a p'tur of Hashavas Aveda. That's this Gemara. Where have we had this once before? We had this by the Rambam, Aveda Midas. We mentioned the difficult sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says, an Aveda Midas, even though the Pashas of the Gemara is that an Aveda Midas is Hefker and you're allowed to keep it, the Rambam says an Aveda Midas is a patur of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. You're not allowed to keep it. If somebody throws their items and they're like, they throw it into the street. So Pashas, you're allowed to take that. They're throwing it out. The Rambam says, no. If you don't know for sure they're being mafkarit, so then you're not allowed to take it. But there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda in that regard. But the same idea of a limbo type of situation is right here. Tashma, Damar Ravasi, let's try again to try to answer some of our questions that we asked on Amud Aleph. Matzah Chavis Yain Ba'ir. Shruba Kananim, if you find a barrel of wine in a city that's mostly Kananim, Mutaris Bisha Mitzia, right, you can keep it, Vasur Bana, but it's Asur Bana. Why is it Asur Bana? Because, we'll get to it, it's a wine of a guy. So Gemara says, Ba Yisrael Vanasan Basimin, but if a Jew came and gave a simin, and the Rishonim here say, Tu Simanim, because it's Yain Esech, the Chash, you would have to, Gemara's in Chulin, say you have to give Tu Simanim, but either way, he gives a simin, Mutaris Bishtia, so you're allowed to trust that it belongs to a Jew, and so it's Mutar to drink it. Lamotza. But only to the one who finds it. So he could trust that it's a Jew's, but he doesn't have to give it back. So where it says, really? Come on, Rav Shimon Elazar? Is that like Rav Shimon Elazar, who again says it's an ir sheruba kananim? Shema minok, he got Rav Shimon Elazar, bro of kananim, of a bro of Yisrael lo. Right? It's interesting why only the motzah, but you see from here, the ikar adin is that if it's a city of rov gayim, then you don't have, there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Gemara says, lo, la'olam eim alacha, Rav Shimon Elazar, afilu rov Yisrael na'ami kamar. Maybe he would say shita even by rov Yisrael. Rav Asi, savar lakavazi b'chada, palagla b'chada. Rav Asi's talking here. So Rav Asi holds partly like Rav Shimon Elazar and partly not. But it's still no raya, one way or the other, what Rav Shimon Elazar holds. If it's asir b'hanah, in the first line, right, in the case of Ir Sheruba Kananim. Right? So he does not give simanim. If it's also about no, so what's the point of that you're allowed to take it? Amar Ravashi look kankana, the barrel. The barrel. You're not allowed to drink the wine, but the barrel. Then it gets into the discussion of, well, how long has it been in the barrel? Right? Did it give off taste? The cherry cask issue of having, storing wine in cherry casks, you know, the taste imparted, right? That's a big issue. Weiter. Ho gaver de shachach arba zuzi de tzaire bisadina. Somebody found money in a bag, in a sack, vishadu benar biran, and it was in the river. Also, the comment of Rav Yehuda, amar le zilachres. Rav Yehuda says, go announce. So Gemara says, zutah shel yamu. What do you mean it's in the water? Isn't that zutah shel yam? Shiny nahar biran. No, mar biran is different. Kivan de miskalo miyayish. There are a lot of rocks in there, and therefore, stuff that's going downstream will get caught. And people don't have yayish there, because it's going to get caught. Varuba kananim ninu. What do you mean? It's rov kananim. Why are you allowed to keep? Why do you have to announce? Shma mina, ain't halacha shem and alazar. Afilu rov kananim. Is that to say that the halacha is alik shem and alazar? Even in the case of rov kananim, shine in arbiran, the Yisrael sachrule, the Yisrael karule. No. Arbiran is different, because the Jews are the ones that work on the river. They dam it, they dig it. Kivan, the Yisrael sachrule, Amer, Yisrael nafal. Since Jews are the ones that dam it in the first place, so then we can say that it fell from a Jew. The Kivan, the Yisrael karule, lo miyayish. Because Jews are all around, they're not miyayish. So it's interesting. Even if it's a city of rov kananim, if it's most Jews here, so then again, like we said before, how do you define Rov? Then you can assume that he didn't have Yesh because there are Rov Jews here. And the Ritva here says, remember our Sugi in Baba Kama, Svarim. What if you lost a Sefer in a place that's Rov Kananim? Let's say I left a Gemara, I left a Sefer in an area that is mostly non-Jewish. So do I say I have Yesh? No, because Gemara aren't interested in the Gemaras. Right? So therefore, the Rov is defined by who's interested in this regard. Fine. Right. Rabbi Yehuda, Avishakav Azav Asrei Demar Shmuel, Beshuka Debed Aisa. He was following Shmuel. Amarle, Matza Kanar Niki Mahu. He's in the market. He says, if I found a wallet here, what would be the halacha? Amarle, Hari Lashalo, you could keep it. Boy Yisrov Nasab Asimin Mahu. What if a Jew came and gave a simin? Amarle, Chai Lachzer. Then you have to give it back. Tarti, those contradict. You're allowed to keep it, or you have to give it back. Amarle, Lefni Mishur Sadin. Meikir Adin, you're allowed to keep it because it's Rov Kinanim, but if Nimishur is Adin, you can give it back. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like this Gemara, that even after Yeush, there's a Lefni Mishur Es Adin to be machriz in order to see if you could get it back to somebody. Right, like we had earlier the end of Baba Kama, the cases of Kiddush Hashem. Ki had Avu Adeshmuel, like Avu Adeshmuel, Ashra Chana Chamri B'madbara. He found like some donkeys in the desert. Vajrinu lo Mariah lo Basar Tracy Yachishasa. Lefni Mishur Es Adin, he gave it back even after a year. Fine. Rav Avishak of Azabasri Rav Nachman Beshuka de Gildoi. He was traveling after Rav Nachman in a certain marketplace. Viamila Beshuka de Rabbanan. Amarle Matza Kanarniki Mao. If I find a wallet here, what's the din? Amarle Hare Lishalo. You can keep it. Ba Yisov Nazabasim and Mao. Amarle Hare Lishalo. You can keep it. Follow Omed Vesavech. But he's screaming. That's my wallet. Nazaka Savech Abeso Shanafal. What do you mean? It's a case where there was no simon, or even if there was a simon, it was a public area, and we said a public area, it's like Zutah Shel Yam. It's like you're crying on that your house fell down, and therefore, sorry, look, the Fnei Mishur Sadin, you can give it back. But Meikar Adin, you can keep it. Hau Dio Deshakel Bisra Bishuka, there was Dio. What's a Dio? A type of bird. Rashi quotes, like it's translated as a vulture, daya, right? A bird came, swooped down, took a piece of meat in the shuk. Vishadia bitsanayasa debe bar marian. And he threw it somewhere else next to the trees. Also, lakamidi abaya, amarle zeus shkolanavshach. So someone came, he came in front of abaya, and abaya said, you can take it. Faruba di Yisrael ninu. But what do you mean? It's Rov Yisrael. Shmamina afil halkar shuman alazar afil Rov Yisrael. Does that tell me Rav Shimon Elazar says a shita there? Shiny dio de kazuto shol yam dami. No, it's zuto shol yam. The bird took it. So he definitely gave up hope, no matter what. But it's Basar Shinas Amanayim. The bird took it. That's exactly part of one of the cases of Basar Shinas Amanayim. But Omed Veroehu. No, he sees. He saw the bird. The finder saw the bird from start to finish. Period. Rabbi Chanina Matzak, the Shachar Beitveri Lesibori, he find a shechted goat. Vitirulo, between Tveri and Sipori, two of the cities up north where the Sanhedrin was. And he matered it. Amar Rabbi Ami, Hitirulo Mishum Mitzia, Kershim and Elazar. He matered it Mishum Mitzia, like Shim and Elazar, right? Rov. And therefore you're allowed to keep it. Mishum Shchita Karebi Chananya Benosh Rabbi Yosei Galili. Why, what's that? Titania. Harish Avdulo Gidia Vitarna Golov. Uhalach Umatza Shchutin. If you lost your animals and you found them shechted, Rabbi Huda Oser, you have no idea who shechted them. Rabbi Chananya Benosh Rabbi Yosei Galili Matir. No, Mutter, you're allowed to eat it. Why? Because as we'll see, most people who shecht are Jewish. Amar Rebbe, Nirin de Rebbe Yehuda, k'shematzam ba'ashpa, right? If you find them in an ashpa, I think it's aser, because it must be that they threw it out. V'div Rebbe Chanina, b'nosh Rebbe Yosef Glili, k'shematzam ba'ayis. End of the b'raisa. Midehitiru lo mishum shchita, ruba yisroninu. Since they allowed it, by shchita, must be that it's a case of rove Jews, v'shmas minah, halach v'shem al-azhar, afila b'rov Yisrael. Right? We're still trying to answer our questions. So shall we say it's a case of Rav Yisrael and you're allowed to keep it? Amar Rava, no. Rav Kenanim, Rav Tivcha Yisrael. Most of the butchers, most of the shochtim are Yisrael, even though it might be a city of Kenanim. Again, another example where Rav and Miut have a unique definition. Last case, Rabbi Ami Ashkach Pargios Shchutos, Bein Tveri Lesibori. He found the shechted pigeons, also the Kamid Rabbi Asi, the Ami Law, the Kamid Rabbi Yochanan, the Ami Law, Bein Medrasha. He asked somebody, the Amrule Zil Shko Lenavshach. Keep it because it's Mishum Hashavas Aveda. The guy had Yeosh, and it was shechted, so you could assume it was Jews. Rabbi Yisrael Nafka Ashkach Kibura, the Azlibe Azluye. Right, he found a Kibura, some type of balls of wool or twine. Also, the comment of Rabbi Yochanan of Amrulei B'mei Medrashav Amrulei Zil Shkol V'Nafshach. So, Lamaskana, we don't answer any of our questions about what Rav Shimon Elazar Shita is, and do the Rabbanan argue, and who do we paskin like. But either way, we have the discussion, though, of all of these issues. Okay, we'll stop here. The next 3 days will be, Yavad Hashem, put up from the last cycle. I'm not going to give tomorrow, the next couple of days. Yavad Hashem will pick up with Daf Chav Ches. Oh, yes, and we did have to be assigned one place early. We had it on Daf Yotes. Sorry, thank you for the correction.